Current state on WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. WLNS-TV morning news anchor Evan Pinsenault is launching a new project, one that he hopes will bring local performers to television. The Evan Michael Show is a variety TV show in the mold of previous shows starring Mike Douglas and Merv Griffin and others. Now in production, the Evan Michael Show will air on WHTV My 18 starting early in 2014. Evan Pinsenault joins us now to tell us about the show and how he's fitting it into an already crazy early morning schedule. Your eyes are open over there, Evan.
No more gravy. I'm over gravy because of the week, and I'd be completely asleep right now.
Did you have a chance to catch up on your sleep over the Thanksgiving weekend?
I did.
Please say yes.
I did. Saturday was a sleep day.
Okay.
I forgot what I did, in fact. I think I went out to dinner with my girlfriend and her family. I just can't remember.
People see you doing the morning news on WLNS, and they've seen you in some local theater productions as well, but they may be surprised to hear about this locally produced variety TV show. Where did this idea come from?
Well, it's kind of the mix of two of my biggest passions and interests, one getting out there and being able to tell the good news stories, which I have the good fortune of doing right now through the Tell Me Something Good segment on the morning show.
Yeah.
And then I've got on the flip side, one of my degrees in school was musical theater, and I never really pursued it. I always just kind of did it as a hobby, and this community was just so warm and welcoming in terms of, hey, we've got great theaters, we've got great productions. You're a guy who's, you know, out in the community. Come out and audition. You know, we know you've got this passion buried down there. So I started doing that for fun, and then I met a gentleman by the name of Taylor Kelsaw, who a local TV producer, and he said, you know, I worked on the show In Her Shoes, and I worked on some other programs, and I love variety shows, Evan. You should be the guy who, with me, gets this going off
bringing
the ground.
It all together.
Yeah. And then we pow out for one day after a charity event, and we kind of just let the ideas percolate, and then a year went by, and we had an opportunity to put on a variety show for a United Way fundraiser, just as kind of like a let's see how it goes sort of a thing.
A prototype.
And we just did it kind of just like the old Ed Sullivan, the old Merv Griffin show would do it, the golden age of television, or as I joke, the golden age of YouTube, because my father refuses to admit that I saw any of these shows. I said, Dad, that's what the internet's for. And so we put it on, and I did the big opening number, introduced the guests. The guests came out. They sang, they danced, they played their instruments. We all kind of talked and about their connection to the community and why the performing arts meant so much to them. We recorded it. We looked at it, and we said, wow, this could work.
So did you grow up watching shows? Are you patterning the show after a show that our listeners would be familiar with?
What we're trying to do, and without copycatting anything, but paying homage to what Taylor and I and what a lot of people think was the golden age of television. Back when you wanted to turn on the TV because of all the entertainers you would see, people you would recognize, people you would soon learn all about. And it was programming that you didn't have to worry about the content. You knew it was feel good. It wasn't going to be over the top. It wasn't going to be inappropriate. It wasn't going to be rated R. It was going to be fun family programming. And what we're trying to do is bring that back, but really do it in a modern day, more of an improvisational feel and localize it. Because that's the one thing that a lot of these shows that have tried before in the past, they've gone national, and they just haven't been able to connect with
the
local audience.
Lost their focus.
Exactly. And we were very adamant about if we want this show to grow, the best way to do that is to really, you know, start it in a community that not only gets how important the performing arts are, but appreciates it and supports it. I mean, people don't realize that Mid-Michigan is a hub for the performing arts, for the cultural arts, for the theater arts. With all of our festivals, our music festivals, we have a world-class performing arts facility in the Wharton Center, and that's where we're taping the Evan Michael Show. We have all these people from around the country and Canada who want to come here, who want to come to Mid-Michigan. Perhaps we haven't done a good enough job in the media of getting the word out about it, but now we can. Now we can because we've got this opportunity, 1 hour to bring on these guests, these talented people of all different ages and all different skill sets, and be like, hey, you're from the area or you come back to the area. What's it mean to you, and why do you like to perform? And boom, here's the stage in which you can do it, and here's your audience.
We're talking with WLNS-TV's Evan Pinsenault. Where and when will the Evan Michael Show be on our televisions?
We are going to launch in January. It will be on WHTV, My18, and the CW networks. We're still waiting, once the new year gets here, to figure out the exact, I guess, slot that we'll fall into. But we're looking at a Saturday night debut night with a Wednesday replay. So Saturday night at 10 o'clock. We're hoping for January 18th, if all goes according to plan. And from there, we would like to do 13 episodes for season one, which is kind of what they call a full season.
Wow. Sounds like a lot of work and a lot of planning.
Yeah, it's more than I could have probably bargained for, but this is what I call good tired, Mark. This is the best tired to be, the type of tired where you're doing something you love and you're connecting with all these great people in the community.
Did WLNS consider it? They're apparently okay with you being on another station.
Yeah, well, you know, it turns out it's one of our sister stations with the way that they're expanding now with going into the other networks and going into other ways to really connect with the community. And they said, you know, Ev, just don't run yourself too thin. Don't let it conflict with the morning show. And three, you know, keep it good and positive the way you're doing it. And I said, well, nothing really conflicts with the morning show as long as I get a nap in there. And so that's why we're joking about doing the tapings in the afternoons or early evenings, so that way I can find, you know, that quick two-hour power nap in between to re-energize.
That's critical. Can people attend a taping? You're looking for audiences here?
Exactly. And that's the other beauty, the beautiful part about this, what I call really a very special ingredient to why we think the show will have a lot of success is the fact that we're going to do in front of a live-to-tape studio audience. It's free of charge every time we do a taping. You don't have to get tickets. You just show up. You sit in the audience. You banter back and forth with us during the commercial breaks. Sometimes we do segments where I go out into the audience and do a little singing and a little shtick with them or hand out some giveaways if we have some prizes through a partnership to hand out. But it's like imagine being at a great musical, but you actually get to interact with the people on stage, or watching a TV show at home, but you recognize and know the people who are on it, and it's the people you see. It's not like, wow, look at that guy. It's like, wait a second. You know, I just saw Ken Beachler the other day at the Warren Center.
He fixed my refrigerator last Wednesday.
Who would have thought that guy plays the saxophone like that? And that's truly, we joke about it, but that's what we're hoping. We're hoping to really take all those people who we know and love and have seen before and put them on a stage where not only they can succeed, but other people can be proud to be from mid-Michigan and proud to have gone to school here and worked here and performed here. And then we can get other people and other businesses and other communities to go, hey, we want to model our performing arts culture around the way mid-Michigan does it. For one, all of their great shows, and then two, this new variety show.
How are you going to measure success here, though?
That's a great question. And, the first stick we have is the fact that we're getting to do this. I mean, for a long time, people said that you're not going to have the opportunity. This just won't work. You don't have the resources. How are you going to get the talent? You know, how are you going to have the time? And we overcame all those hurdles. So now, once we're on the air and up and running, for us, in terms of success, obviously, you know, there'll be ratings to look at. But as long as people are there, and as long as people are smiling and enjoying themselves and tuning in and going, wow, I feel good about the show and I feel good about the community, then for us, that's a win.
Evan Pinsenalt is host of the upcoming Evan Michael Show, coming to WHTV My 18 starting in January. Good fun, Evan, and good luck.
Thank you, Mark.